You mentioned brain mets. Do we know right now whether or not that's going to be an issue in terms of a sanctuary?
I think it is a sanctuary. I think we're seeing way more patients in the metastatic setting with brain mets as an only site and brain mets as a part of the picture than we used to. And I think it's because we have some better drugs, especially perhaps Herceptin, and we're protecting the patients from recurring. And it may be that very aggressive group that are HER2 overexpressing tend to have brain mets more. And with Herceptin, we're keeping that down in the rest of the body, but it doesn't cross. And we're certainly seeing more brain mets as a late event in these patients.
People have been talking about that in the metastatic setting for a while, but have the adjuvant studies looked yet at the site of relapse in the people who got Herceptin?
No, I don't think that's been clearly looked at. And the only real data in the literature is very interesting data. It's old data from Northern Alberta. In one of their studies, they just looked over time in a registry at what percent of patients presented with brain metastases as a solitary site of first recurrence in the years after chemotherapy started to be standard and before. And it went from 1% to 4% or something like that. And so, just a nice registry study suggesting that as we gave better treatment, brain mets became still a small but an increasing piece of the first picture of recurrence. And I think it's going to be true with Herceptin. It'll be interesting to see that data. There's a ton of analyses that need to be done on these data that are going to be really interesting. And maybe now the suggestion is that drugs like lapatinib may cross the blood-brain barrier. And apparently they've been seen to shrink brain mets without any other treatment. So that may be a drug that's got a similar action to Herceptin, but also crosses.